You're upgraded what?
I'm with Henry Stewart at Learning Live 2012. Now, Henry, otherwise known as Happy Henry on Twitter, he runs a company called Happy, which delivers training and does a number of other things. Now, yesterday, Henry, you talked about how you make your company a great place to work, and it has been credited as being a great place to work for many years now. So what types of things are you doing that other people aren't doing?
Okay, well, the best companies in the world are doing it. We're not unique, but yeah. There's a lot of companies that haven't yet worked out how to create happy workplaces. That's where working isn't always fun, and I don't quite understand why they haven't, but the steps to do it are fairly clear. And the most important is to help people work at their best, and people work at their best when they're trusted and given freedom to do it their way. That's the core of it, and that's what we work to establish in Happy and in the companies we work with.
So what does that look like in terms of managers and, you know, all the things that fall down for companies seem to be people that leave companies because of their manager, for example.
Yeah.
They don't leave the company. So what do you do? What makes your managers so good, to make it a happier workplace?
Well, at Happy, we let people choose their manager. So we never have the danger that somebody will leave because of their manager. And that is a real danger. 48% in a recent survey said they would take a lower salary to have a different manager. Mm-hmm. And the key thing that we do is we work, let people play to their strengths. Some people are great at managing people. Let's make them manage people, coach them, support them, nurture them. Some people are great at their core skills, but lousy at managing, and however much you train and support them, aren't going to get there. Find them a way to be senior, to take key decisions, to have a key role in the organisation, but without having to manage people.
Now, you mentioned strength. Was it Strengths Finder?
Yeah.
Is that a tool that you use to help people identify what they're actually good at?
Absolutely. Everybody at Happy goes through Strength Finder so that we have a clear picture of the top five strengths of everyone in the organisation. And that means when we have a task or something to do, we choose the person whose strength it is. To give an example of how it works, I talked yesterday about how one of my strengths is woo, which is winning over others, which means if it's an exhibition, I love it. I'm out there talking to people, meeting new people, enjoying it hugely, getting slightly annoyed with people at the back of the store from Happy who aren't getting out there and meeting people. Then the end of the day, I'll come back with lots of forms to follow up and actually make something of these contacts. And that I'm actually pretty lousy at. Mm-hmm. And for years, I would, because that needs a skill called relator, a strength called relator. Uh-huh. And for years, I would beat myself up for not being good enough about that, and I wouldn't get enough leads, I wouldn't get enough out of the exhibition. Mm-hmm. And then, having done Strength Finder, I twigged that actually, some people are good at that. Often it's the same people at the back of the stall too shy to talk to people. Mm-hmm. So now what we do is we get the people whose strength is woo to go to the exhibition and do all the making contacts, and people who are good at relator to do all the follow-ups. We each play to our strengths, we each enjoy it more, and we each are more productive as a result.
And how does that reflect in your things like turnover, for example?
In 20 years in business, we have never lost a member of staff to a competitor. And IT training is a pretty competitive business. Mm-hmm. We've had people leave to go off and do completely different careers. Mm-hmm. But our turnover is when we measured it was about half the industry average. It does say never lost anybody to a competitor.
Uh-huh. Now, where does someone like you then, you've got an innovative approach to how you run your business. So where are your influences then in terms of doing new things with what you've got and what the business that you have and the people that you have?
Oh, there's some great influences out there. Our original influence was Ricardo Semler, mm-hmm. A Brazilian entrepreneur who took over his dad's factory where workers were searched on the gates every day, such a level of distrust, and turned it into one of the most dynamic companies in Brazil, uh-huh. where people are trusted, are like us, able to choose their managers, set their targets, organise the workplace. Mm-hmm. There's others like W.L. Gore, who make Gore-Tex, where, mm-hmm. again, people are able to choose their managers, where people are completely trusted about how they go about things. There's Zappos in the States, whose boss Tony Hsu wrote Delivering Happiness, mm-hmm. for whom happiness is absolutely at the core. This is an online shoe selling company, which is renowned for its customer service, and he sold it to Amazon for $1 billion, so it's pretty successful too. Mm-hmm. There are companies there, and Google and Microsoft are examples too, of companies that took strategic decisions to make creating a great workplace a key mission, a key aim, not just how to be nice to people, because they knew it would make the organisation more productive. The evidence is very clear. The evidence is very clear that if you create a great workplace, you improve productivity, you improve profitability, and you get a much better financial result.
Now, final question around the learning and development that you do at Happy.
Yeah.
What kind of technology, what do you do with that helps people remain happy as well? I mean, do you use a lot of technology? What's the approach?
Okay, well, we do two sorts of training, IT training and management development. Obviously, in the IT training, we do have PCs in terms of technology, but we have a minimal technology approach. We have no projection at Happy, because we want, on the IT, we want people to actually be doing it, and in the management personal development, we want people going through experiential things that actually change the way they work. We don't want people sitting bored out their skulls watching bullet-pointed PowerPoint, and so we never have that. So it's about building, the key to effective training is the personal relationship, and as they said here, personalisation. Focusing the learner-focused training, working out what these people in that room that day need. So no course is ever the same.
Okay.
You know, and we've shown that IT training can be great fun. 98.7% of our delegates say they had a really enjoyable experience at Happy.
How do you make IT training fun?
Come on one of our courses and find out.
You're on. Henry Stewart, thanks very much.
Thank you.